Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today we're going to be talking about parents with children with special needs. Our guest is Dr. Joe and Cindy Farini, and they have just written a book through Moody Publishers. It's called The Special Needs Parent, A Guide to the Life You Never Expected. Thank you so much, Joe and Cindy, for joining us on Mark and Friends.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Good
to be with you.
Yes, great. Glad you guys can take some time and help us dig into this, because I know this is going to really hit a wonderful mark in the hearts of many parents who are walking through this season. People write out of their own experiences. Could you share with us your own personal experience with a special needs child?
Well, for starters, our son is almost 45 years old, so I think we have a little bit of a track record from which to speak and which to write, which we have for many years, and we're thankful for this opportunity. Things that we really recognized even early on was the isolation and the stress, probably the two greatest things that people with a child with special needs will mention. And we just realized that, you know, that can be helped. We can give helpful suggestions to that. And because we, at the time, were speaking for Family Life around the country, we began to have a lot of people asking us, like, what's out there? And so we wrote, before this book, we wrote another book called Unexpected Journey, and we were very real and very raw. And I think it hit a chord with the people who were reading the book. And so today, this book is about the parent. We want the parent to be given hope and help and some tools. So at the end of every chapter, we have some tools that they can use to help better their situation. And that's kind of just where this all came from. And when people at Family Life would ask us questions, often it was kind of tear-filled, you know, that they would just be like, I have nothing to draw upon, and we are just so exhausted and isolated and filled with stress. And so that's where the book came from, and I really do believe it's going to be a helpful book for their journey.
Right. Mm.
You talk about embrace the place on this journey. Explain this concept on what can be a very difficult and grueling lifetime of care. Help us to really feel that on a visceral level.
Yeah, good question. You know, embrace the place is really something that applies to everybody. I mean, we're all on this journey of marriage and raising children, and we go through different seasons of life. And when you, with a special needs child, you have to realize that those changes will come at you a lot faster and a lot different than you thought they would. But nevertheless, you have to engage in that situation the best you can. And the best way we can phrase that is to embrace the place and to just engage as quickly as possible and addressing the real needs that exist and just kind of go from there.
I think that makes sense for everybody, honestly, because I had four kids under 5 and a half back in the day. And I didn't start that whole journey until I was 33. So, you know, I was coming in here with a little bit of less energy, you know, because parenting really is a youth sport. And
that's a good thought.
It's
wow. That's good.
So I was, you know, getting in a little bit in the game late. So you're just exhausted. And then I was 39 with my last. And you just have to say, whoa, what did I sign up for? You know, and
exactly.
It's just this revelation, like, I got this. I got these four kids I have to keep alive. And what is that going to look like? And it was just this season of saying, okay, I did sign up for this. I'm responsible for them. And and it's just, you're in that moment, and you just have to recognize, you know, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's what Embrace the Place is all about, just what you just said.
Yes.
You just really captured it so well.
Yes. And, you know, when anybody tells us about their children, every situation is different to you, different to us, different to them. And so when you are in the place of chaos and not getting sleep, and for some, you know, it's one of those things where something that happens, you have a child, and it happens in a moment, and it lasts so many years, and you do, you know, launch them to their life, and they come back, and they go back out again. But It's different with a child with special needs in that they never leave, and often they're never launched.
Yeah.
And so when you embrace that place, no matter where you are on the parenting journey, you embrace what you're in for that moment. And it's hard. It's hard whether you have all typically developing children,
yeah.
and it makes it a little bit more difficult when you have one with special needs in that it never changes. You know, when we had our girls, there was that wonderful development of sitting up and crawling and walking that all took place pretty naturally. With Joey, it was very different. So embracing the place for that was therapies and doctors and aides and occupational therapy, you know, all the different therapies, physical therapy, speech therapy. Nothing came easy. It didn't just, you know, next step just happened. For him, we had to help him make it happen. And so if during those times we would have just said, you know, this is too hard, as many do, and
yes.
then leave the marriage, if that happens, you really haven't embraced the place. We're not here to say, like, embrace the place and everything will be fine and life will go on as usual. It's just that moment to moment that you have to do it, because it is, in the special needs journey, it is for a lifetime.
Yeah, the key word for us, a parent of special needs, is flexibility. And again, nobody signed up for this one. The way I like to think about this is that, you know, after you said I do, I mean, you walk down that aisle with a set of invisible blueprints tucked underneath your arms.
Mm.
And upon those blueprints, you set off to build your marriage. And of course, the problem is that you both had two different sets of blueprints there to start with. But But eventually you get to this one place where you kind of feel this way. This is it. This is the divine blueprint.
You're going to have to build a different idea.
Yeah. And then here comes the special needs child. And that was not on our blueprint, I assure you. And that required us to make some major modifications to, you know, our blueprints and our life in general. And as Cindy alluded to, the reality is that not too many people are going to modify their blueprint. They like what they set out to do, and they basically will say things that essentially come down to, hey, I didn't sign up for this one,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm bailing out on it. And that's why 80% over of people who are married get a divorce.
Yeah, is
that this is too challenging, and they don't want to go there. And so this is one of the primary motivators for us to write the book, was that we can appreciate the lifestyle, the life that a parent of special needs has. And it's just something that most people can't relate to, nor do they want to relate to it.
And really to say too, you know, if Joey hadn't been in our life, it would have probably been difficult for us to enter into the life of someone else too, because people don't get it. Just like
Mm-mm.
any other challenge that the Lord gives you, whether it's a divorce or a major illness or something, you know, we step into that journey sometimes very alone. And so that's really one of the reasons we wrote it, to step in and come alongside these people, be their guide, help them along the way. And often when we would speak, not just with Family Life, but other ministries as well, we would have opportunity when the time was over of our speaking just to meet with some of these people and just to hear their hearts. Because sometimes you just want to be seen, you want to be understood, and we'll understand that because we've mm-hmm. we've been through it.
Well, yeah. With the comfort that we've received, now we're ready and we're able
yes.
to give that comfort that people are
yes.
longing for
yes.
to other people, a word of hope. Now,
yes.
how does or can a parent experience a vibrant and thriving life even as they are exhausted and serving this child?
Well, you know, you have to have time for fun. You have to take time and date each other.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things all have to happen. Do they happen easily? No. We do talk very much about getting a team of people around you that will help you, whether it's paid staff or family or different programs. Certainly here where we live in Cleveland, Ohio, we have what they call a waiver program where we can get respite care. If we want to go out on a date, we can choose our respite caregiver. Fortunately for us, we have people in the system who provide care that we already know. For us personally, we probably would really want to know the person, not just, you know, take somebody that
yes.
was on a list. But everyone, I mean, if that was my only choice, I may have to do that. That's not saying you shouldn't do it, but you'd really want to vet those people as they've already been vetted, but for your own situation too. Can they handle your child? Can they handle what is going to happen in the time that they have with them? And the other thing I would add too is we talk a lot about some different words like capacity, endurance, and resilience. And I think that's those three words also go a long way, you know, to answer that question.
Yeah, and that doesn't come naturally, does it?
Mm-mm.
You know, as Cindy said earlier, one of the biggest issues that we see with special needs parents, special needs families, is just this isolation that takes place in their lives. And they isolate for a lot of good reasons. They isolate. They just kind of go off on their own, and that's not healthy, as you know. And so, you know, this book, another motivator for the book was to try to create a sense of community for them so that they realize that they're not alone and that there are people who can come alongside of them. And, you know, in the book, we provide a number of many resources that someone can connect to help begin to address this issue in their life.
I think of Johnny and Friends. I mean, can we just not say enough about her? And the beautiful organization that she has developed. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Right. And I would name another one, Key Ministry. And Key Ministry comes into churches and helps provide the helps that they need so that families like ours can be in church, because often they don't know what to do with us. Sometimes they aren't even prepared with the proper, you know, like ramps or even a buddy system for a child to be able to let their parents sit in church together. For years, we divided and conquered. I'd have Joey in the car and drop Joe off, and later I'd come pick him up and he'd take Joey home. And it just took time for our church at the time and other churches to get on board with this. And we appreciate all that we're seeing because there's so many wonderful things that are happening. Yeah. But it's important that when you know the road ahead of you is for a lifetime, you need to begin to start getting people around you that are going to help you, because burnout is real. And if you don't get that help that you need, and as I said, it takes time, you're going to be the one to suffer. And I have to say, in 45 years, we have developed that team, not just medically, but also just people who love on Joey. Back in the day when Joey was little, I will admit we hardly ever got invited anywhere that he was invited. And he wasn't a real disruptive child as some are, but he had enough of his situations that it would have been maybe questionable, like how will he respond or how will he act. And so now as we're older and he's grown up and he's quieter and more mature and, you know, growing older like we are too, we have many more people in our life who do invite us and say, and bring Joey along, because he does live with us, you know. So if we are to be invited somewhere, we have to understand, and others have to understand, we can't leave him at home for hours. We can take a walk in our neighborhood. We can leave him home for a short time if everything's kind of all set for him, but we can't leave him alone. And so you need to build that team, and it takes time. And we're here to tell you that it can be done. We're here to tell you that there's ways it can be done, and then you have to implement them. And then also the idea, too, what works for us might not work for you, so we have ideas like think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Because every situation isn't the same.
Yeah, and I would just add to what Cindy just said is that the reality is that there are a lot of unkind people out there with unkind words.
Have you experienced that?
Many, mm-hmm. many times,
especially when
Joey was younger. I mean, he was accused of being autistic, severe autistic. What's wrong with him? Why does he make noises? What's wrong with that kid? And we just stand there like, that's my son, you know, that you're talking about. And the reality is, statistically, I mean, 1 in 3 households have a member with a disability.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad reality also here for you, Donna, is that 47% of them have left their church because their child with disabilities was not welcomed or included in that church body.
Yeah.
And that has to change.
That's heartbreaking.
And sometimes not just unwelcomed, but asked to leave.
Asked to leave.
That hasn't happened to us, but we know people that it has happened to. And that makes it really difficult. But, you know, the beauty is that what we are seeing is there's many ministries coming alongside the families with special needs to help in so many of these areas. And we're most grateful for that because, every situation is different. And as we have written in each of our three books that are towards special needs, we don't just talk about our situation. We give maybe a little glimpse into it so people can understand, but there's so many different needs. We've interviewed many people that become a part of our book so that other people can read between the lines of each story and be able to say, oh, I get it. You know, that's me. That's where I'm at. And so, you know, that's really our desire to have every single person that reads the book be able to recognize that that's them. There I am, right there in that chapter. Right. And it's a long journey that we have. And if our child does live, either outlive us or as long, you know, as we live, pretty long, Joey's 45, it's going to be a long journey, which we have to address, you know, all of these topics. And so along the way, we're here to help, and we hope that it will help.
This book would also, I think, be really good for just the church to get in there and hear some stories and think about what can we do to come alongside and be a support. I know one thing for sure. We had a child in a wheelchair, and just to approach him and speak with him was just so honoring to the parents. Mm-hmm. And they felt just very honored that you recognize them as a person. They're sitting there. You don't talk over them. Oh, how's Joey doing? No, you don't talk about him.
Exactly.
You say, hi, Joey. How are you? And there will be a response. He's listening. He can understand. And just engage them as people.
Right. Exactly. We love that. We love that so much.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness. We doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not. When friends endless nights, all your mercies in disguise.
Joe and Cindy Farini have more to share, and we'll hear it next week at this time on Mark and Friends. Have you noticed we've made some improvements to our Mark and Friends page? Now, each program has an extra link. Click on Program Resources, and there you are going to see the entire transcript. If you'd like to read the Mark and Friends program, there's the scripture references, the key takeaways, kind of summarizes it, broadcast notes, a printable PDF, and so much more. Very shareable and very user-friendly. So we're just trying to keep improving what has already been a blessing to so many people, Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Thanks again, dear friend, for understanding we're listener-supported. Have a great day, and the Lord bless.